Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the first day in the 11th month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day, and not just any feast day. It's your future feast day. It's the Feast of All Saints. Ever wonder what the word Halloween means? It actually comes from All Hallows Eve, the night before this great feast, when we celebrate all the saints in heaven who cheer us on and pray for us to finish the race and join them. Here on Saturdays with Sir Roland, it's always been my mission to help each one of you accept the extraordinary adventure God has planned for you, to train you in virtue, strengthen your spirit, and prepare you to become the saint you were made to be. And how does God prepare saints? With dragons. Yes, indeed. God allows dragons into our lives not to destroy us, but to forge us, to challenge us, strengthen us, and teach us to love like Christ. Remember, without dragons to slay, we can't find our way. So today, we're taking a break from our rosary series for a fan favorite, Dragons Around the House, the series where we look at everyday dragon battles that happen right in your own home. But this episode is extra special because it's written and submitted by one of our own listeners. That's right. Today, I'll be trained by you. Meet 7-year-old Charlie from Indiana, the youngest of 3 brave brothers. Over the years, I've received letters and drawings and videos from many of you, knights and maidens in training. That's my plan, to lessen my workload so that soon all of you will be the trainers and I'll just start passing on all your wisdom. Soon there will be dragon-slaying trainers spread across all the land, like Charlie. You see, Charlie went above and beyond. He sent me a full episode to share with all of you. So, without further ado, here is All Hallows Eve by Charlie. Charlie, the youngest of 3 brothers, was determined to outdo his big brothers Max and Benny this Halloween. His goals were simple but bold. Number 1, stay out the longest. Number 2, walk the farthest. And number 3, collect the most candy. Dressed as a medieval knight, armor made by Dad himself, Charlie charged into the darkening streets with his parents and brothers. But only 2 blocks in, the yellow dragon of Sloth began to slither up behind him. "Dad, my feet are tired and my costume's sweaty. Can't I just go home and let Max get the candy for me?" Charlie whined. Dad encouraged him to keep going, knowing how much his little knight wanted to reach his candy kingdom. So on they tracked. But as bedtime neared, Charlie's energy and patience wore thin. With the evening getting later and tired complaints continuing, Mom and Dad decided that Charlie's brothers could continue trick-or-treating with friends, but Charlie had to go home since it was close to his bedtime. Charlie was getting tired and it was showing. And that's when it happened. From behind a nearby bush, poof, out leapt the blue, green, and orange dragons, growling together in a terrible trifecta. "That's not fair," Charlie cried. "Why do they get to keep going while I have to go home? They're going to get more candy. I don't want to go home." Mom gently scooped up her tired, roaring knight and placed him in the wagon. Dad stayed behind with the older brothers while Mom pulled Charlie home. But back at the house, Charlie's anger was still burning hotter than ever with dragons, like a dragon's breath. As Mom got his pajamas ready, he began to plot his next move. So Charlie had a few options. A, wait until the candy bags were left alone and quietly switch them. B, tell his parents that one of his brothers stole his Sir Roland action figure and was holding it hostage until Charlie surrendered his candy. C, sneak into his brother's room at night, stealing handfuls of candy and blame the other brother. D, admit to Mom and Dad that he was wrong for throwing a temper tantrum and ask Our Lady to help him do better next year. Or E, offer up his candy as a sacrifice for All Souls Day, donating it to kids who couldn't go trick-or-treating. Perhaps his brother would see his sacrifice and be inspired to do the same. So, brave listeners, what would you choose? Would you go with option A, the old switcheroo, inspired by the green dragon of greed and the yellow dragon of sloth? Sneaky, yes. Saintly, no. Or maybe option B, bearing false witness, accusing an innocent brother of candy crimes he didn't commit. Smells like the blue dragon of wrath teamed up with the green dragon of greed again. Option C, midnight candy robbery. The Indigo Dragon of Gluttony would love that plan, but you might end up with a bellyache and a guilty conscience. Option D, now we're talking, the path of the Dragon Slayer. Draw your sword of humility and defeat the Red Dragon of Pride by admitting your mistake. Call upon the humble warrior, most humble warrior of all, Our Lady, to help you fight better next time. Or will you choose option E, the stuff of legends, the kind of dragon slaying that saves souls? On All Saints Day, you remember the saints who finished their race. On All Souls Day, you pray and sacrifice for those still on the journey. Would you be willing to trade a few mouth-watering Reese cups for the eternal joy of helping another soul? That's the kind of choice that makes heaven cheer. All I know is that Charlie chose to share his story with all of us. And that, my friends, is real dragon slaying. Thanks to young Charlie and his family, let's all say a prayer of gratitude for Charlie and be inspired by his witness to use our own gifts in whatever way God calls us to so that we can do some dragon slaying of our own. So here's your challenge for this week. I'm not saying you have to go full stuff of legends and give all your candy away, but do not, I repeat, do not let Halloween candy cause fighting, belly aches, or belly aching. Beware the blue dragon of wrath, the green dragon of greed, the orange dragon of envy, and the indigo dragon of gluttony all love to hang around big piles of candy. So I implore you to remember that candy is a treat, not a treasure. Treats should be rare, and they should be shared. Hey, I smell a few rhyming words. So here's a new maxim for this week. Are you ready? Of dragons beware. Treats should be rare, and they should be shared. You're welcome, moms and dads. And until next week, I'll leave under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. Alright, so, as you may know, we created 16 brand new Dragon Slayer songs, and they're now all released on dragonslayers.tv. And at the end of this podcast, I'm going to share a sneak peek of a new Christmas song we just made. I know, we just concluded All Hallows Eve and celebrating All Saints today, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet, but Little Lady Lumina came to me one day and said, I want a Christmas Dragon Slayer song about not eating so many cookies. So yes, that's coming up at the end, and I'm so excited to share it with you all. Before that, Roland wanted me to do one of those infomercials. To be honest, I had to look up and remind myself what those even are. And don't worry, I told him that there is no way we're doing that. They've suffered us enough. But here's what I will say. Throughout the month of November, when anyone buys the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, you'll get 25% off. As we enter this season of giving, it's a great opportunity to pick up the series for another family or as a holiday gift for someone to help inspire and raise the next generation of Dragon Slayers. Each book series purchase will also include an extra copy of Book 1 inside to encourage the gift of giving to someone who may not be able to purchase the book series. I remember Roland saying once at one of our Dragon Slayer retreats, if you want to be happy for 10 minutes, get a gift from someone. But if you want to be happy for a lifetime, give a gift to someone. Nothing wrong getting gifts and receiving them with gratitude, but gosh, I feel that to be so true in my own life as well as ministry work. To give will supply a lifetime. And so whether you purchase the series, donate, or pray for this mission to inspire parents and kids, every bit of it means so much. Thank you for your generosity and support. Now, I don't want to sound like one of those late night infomercials, but wait, there's more. And that would be the brand new song inspired by Lady Lumina. It's called Only One Cookie Tonight. I guess Lady Lumina wants to help us slay the Indigo Dragon of Gluttony this holiday season. Until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
Snowflakes fall on Woodshire Lane. Candy canes shine bright again. Cookies baked in every home. The dragon creeps where sweets have grown.